Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Wardell Potts Jr., and I am sitting in for my brother Goldie Mac due to an accident happened to him this evening. He is on his way to the emergency room just to make sure that he's okay. And so, you know, let's keep him in prayer. Goldie, we praying for you, my brother. Hope everything is good for you and that you are good. And you know, he sounded optimistic. So let's just keep, you know, let's do what we do and hope all is well with him. And so he asked me to sit in. So here I am, the drummer of Dynasty, songwriter, producer for Dynasty. That was our song, Love in the Fast Lane. This is Throwback Thursday, and we are just kicking it back, reminiscing. And I thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you for praying for your brother, Goldie. And I believe Don Fleming is going to come on in a little while, either another one of our DJs. And we're just going to try, you know, we can't do Goldie, you know, he is the man, right? So, but we do what we do here, too. So we're going to try our best. Cody will call in and give us an update and let us know what's going on. So let's get going. This is Wardell Potts Jr., and we are going to go back down memory lane together on Throwback Thursday. Thank you. tell you, back in the day, man, dudes would just ride this out, man. I mean, ooh, this is a nice long one. It was fun. I remember being in college. I was in college when this song came out, and we used to get on the dance floor, and whoa, we didn't want the record to stop because we would have the finest girls. At least that's what we thought, right? Anyway, guys, for tuning in. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Soul Records Radio. I am filling in for my man Goldie Beck. He had an accident. He should be okay. God bless. Let's keep it rolling. And that is the Gap Band. Man, oh man, I tell you. I want to remind you, in case you didn't know, that today is the twins, Scotty Alper, from the Whispers' birthday. And so we want to wish them a wonderful, wonderful birthday. So grateful for what they have contributed to the music industry. I mean, gifts, music gifts, and to me, as you know, they're my friends as well as amazing artists, and I really appreciate them and had a wonderful beginning of my career with them. As a matter of fact, the first song, the second professional song I ever recorded was with them, and it was called And the Beat Goes On. And so it's just a blessing to be able to work with those guys. And I worked with them from then, from the beginning in 1979 up to 1985, and then I moved on to A&M Records. All of that time, that's where I got my career, and I got to meet those guys, and I loved them, enjoyed them, and they are amazing. Later on in the show, after we hear back from Gold, hopefully we'll hear from him to get an update as to how he's doing and how he's feeling. And it sounds like he's going to be okay, but you know, whenever you you know, have a fall, you really need to check it out. It's really important because you just never know, right? And so he is there doing exactly that, and very proud of him for, you know, taking care of his health first, you know. And we always get, you know, standing for each other, be a blessing to one another. So, but anyway, this is Wardell Potts from Dynasty, standing in for Goldie Mac. And like I said, it is the twins' birthday. And so when working with Leon Silver and Dick Griffey over at Solar, I had the opportunity to not just play on the songs for them, but I also had the opportunity to write for them as well. So I want to play a song that I wrote for the Whispers. And, you know, one of the songs I was really blessed and got a chance to get a few songs on them. So, but anyway, out on Soul Records Radio. This is The Whispers. Scotty and Walter, we love you. We appreciate you. And we, you know, we hope you have many, many more years. Enjoy your, you know, being twins all these years, right? I mean, they've been dressing the same, looking the same, but, you know, doing all these gigs together. The Whispers have been together over 50 years. And so they, you know, it's like, man, it's like they never get enough of each other. They are always together. They're, you know, amazing. And I'm just so proud of them. And the one thing that's very unique about the Whispers is that, you know, when most groups break up, I mean, not break up, but when something happens to one of the members of the group, what they usually do is they'll replace someone else. But if you notice, the Whispers don't replace. You know, when Marcus left, he, you know, they just, it was just the four of them. Then when Nick passed away, then it's just the three of them, LaBelle and the twins. And so, and they just, it's like very authentic, right? Because you have the original deal. And so anyway, so let's get to the song I wrote for them. And I love you guys. And like I said, we wish you many, many more birthdays. We'll be right back. I'm chasing my song here. Where are you? All right, guys, here we go on Solar Rex Radio. This is Del Potts. We'll be right back.
Your body.
was putting it down, and we got to keep this thing going. Come on. We're going down memory lane together here on Solar Records Radio. I remember the moment back in Philly, down in the basement, you know, with the green lights, the red lights, the blue lights, whatever color light you could think of. There was just all these, and he had the posters on the walls, and we would have the posters from the albums that we were listening to hanging on the walls, and the lights would just be glittering, and the music was just jamming, and the ladies were looking good. And we had to make that long walk across the room to ask the girl for a dance. And the reason why it was a long walk, because sometimes you ladies would say, "No, not tonight." Maybe the next song. And that means that, you know, either you go to the next girl and you ask her, and she's already got her head turned sideways, right? Or you turn around and you walk way back, and then your buddies are just giggling. It's like, man, that's a long walk. You ladies used to put us through it. And it's all good, because at the end of the day, we all won. We all got what we wanted, right? But I tell you, it's just, woo, getting through it. You know, as a young man, you're just trying to figure it out, right? You just, you know, I only can speak from the man's point of view. So as a young man, we're trying to figure these girls out. Like, come on, man. She's so fine. I just wish she would give me a little time. And, you know, and most of it, and it's just, you know, but you just had to catch them at the right time. And it was really all about timing, right? And and when it was good. You would go home feeling real good about yourself. Man, I got to dance with her. Oh, man, got to be that close. And so that old school stuff is just, you know, that we get to go down memory lane together and just remember those wonderful, wonderful times. And I remember as a young man, it was just, it was so special, and it really blesses my heart to do this with you guys, to go down memory lane and play these songs. So as a matter of fact, you know what? I'm just going to, tomorrow on Solar Records Radio, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records, Solar, where I came from, my home. And so every Friday we do that. And so tomorrow I'm just going to give you a little sample of what we are going to do. But you can hear a little in the background right here. Just listen. Just check it out. Midnight stars in the background. Celebrating too, having a good time, and now you're feeling real good about yourself because you got to dance with her. Oh man. And then the funk came. tomorrow, guys. You got to tune in and check us out there. That's about solar right there. Tune in and have a good time. Time for a little Michael here on Solar Records Radio.
Miles away. Ooh, heaven.
Marvin Gaye, man, he had a way. He had a way, right? An amazing way with, you know, his skills, his style. He was very manly, very romantic, very like the ladies. It was just all good. He was real cool, smooth, and man, oh man, I just miss him. I miss, you know. He had so much more that he could have given us and stuff. And, you know, it's just so, so sad, you know, when we think about, you know, people cut off, when life is just cut off abruptly. And we just, you know, there's so many people that even Jesus, right? And so we just think about all these things, and I am definitely a man who pray every single day. And I remember growing up, all my life growing up, I always thought, man, something's going to happen. I'm not going to be, you know, something's going to happen to me. And I remember having that fear of something's going to happen to me, because you see it all the time on TV where people are losing their lives in the news, you know, young people are losing their lives, and it's always crazy. You know, and I remember having that fear of that happening to me. And I'm just so grateful that God has protected me and kept me so far. And, you know, we just lost a guitar player in Dynasty, Richard Randolph, a couple of months back. And he and I were my best friends. We talked every day. And if we didn't talk, we text. And I just really miss my brother, Richard. But, you know, and you know, he's in his 60s, and to me, it's still, like, you know, abrupt. I mean, because he was on his way to get a haircut and had a heart attack. You know, it wasn't like he was sick. So, you know, we just had to take care of ourselves, us old school folks, you know, we just take care of ourselves. And remember, we got to keep Goldie in our prayers. You know, I just got off the phone with him again. He's, you know, waiting for results of his CAT scan. And just, you know, so keep him in prayer. Hopefully he's good. He said it hurt, though, you know, falling. If you hit the ground a certain way, man, it could just mess you up. I mean, you don't even have to hit the ground hard. And, you know, you just move the wrong way. It's like, ah. So, and as we get older, it takes a little longer for us to recover. So keep my man Goldie Mac in your prayers. That's why I'm doing this show, is because he's out right now. He's trying to deal with life as it, you know, it comes at us and stuff. So don't forget, tomorrow, Solar, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles. So, and I will be hosting that show tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard. All right, guys, so here we go. We got about another 49 minutes left in the show, and I really appreciate you. And I'm just grateful to have this opportunity that Goldie gave me to sit in for him as he's trying to make sure he's good so he can take care of his baby. All right, guys, here we go. Solar. All right, Lakeside. Hey, I just had to come here because I wanted to say something. You know, when we were younger, old school, remember we used to go roller skating? Remember that? You know, and we used to always go and hang out and spin, and we're going backwards, sideways, falling on our butts, and, you know, but having a good time with the roller skates and, you know, the four wheels, not the blade, but the four wheels on the skate, you know, and we used to have a great time. And so I want to cheat just a little bit. I just want to cheat just a little bit because this is something that Anderson Parks, I mean, he does such an amazing job of just taking us back to old school. And so this is kind of a salute to the young brother doing the right thing, you know, and that's doing the old school thing. So here we go. A salute, Anderson Park on Soul.
I look too good to be alone. My house clean, my pool warm. So hot.
you know, that brother is a drummer also. And man, I you know, that's what I am, right? And so I have so much props for him. So I just wanted to just dedicate that segment to him for just blessing with great new school meets old school, and it's come together, and it gives us like hope that music will have real musicians and not computers, but real musicians in the future. And I'm just excited, you know. So that's my boy right there. God bless you, Anderson. Thank you so much for blessing us here. And so we got about only another 32 minutes left in the show, and you know, still waiting on word from Goldie. Just in another update so far, like, he's gotten his x-rays, and so he's just waiting for, you know, a response and stuff. And so unfortunately he couldn't be here tonight to do a show, but he'll be back and he'll be doing his thing. This is Wardell Potts Jr. from Dynasty, just hanging out with you guys and having a good time. I hope all is well, and you guys stay safe out there, because this pandemic is still doing what it's doing, taking lives. It ain't no joke, man. So you guys just be safe, okay? This is another drummer friend of mine. And man, I tell you, there's a lot of drummers that were in, you know, bands like Slave and Steve Arrington was the drummer for Slave, and then he decided he was the voice as well, right? And then he decided to do his thing. And then you just think about there's so many of them. Lionel Richie was the voice and the drummer also for the Commodores. And and then he decided to do his own thing. And it's just like, wow, this is, and it just keeps going on and on and on and on. Jeffrey Osborne was the drummer and the voice for LTD. You remember that, right? And then he decided to do his own thing. And so, but Wardell Potts Jr. is the drummer for Dynasty, but he can't do that. I can't sing, man. So, but what I can do is enjoy some good music and enjoy these other brothers that got those multiple gifts, and just push it out there. So here we go with our brother, Mr. Steve Arrington.
Give you money, honey, if that's what you need to make you both come. I did you wrong. you all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
place no one above
you. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweetie?
Dear mama,
yeah, man, man, I love that song by Tupac. I thought, wow, this brother was truly appreciative of what his mom did for him, and those lyrics are just absolutely amazing. I love to go back and listen to the lyrics on songs that I never really paid attention to. I just kind of like enjoyed the feel of it. It just felt good. And I didn't really realize what was being said in a lot of songs. And so I started really paying attention, and man, what an eye opener. And those lyrics in that song is so real, it's so on point. I know so many brothers that have experienced exactly that. And I know his mom, you know, had to just kind of break when she heard that song, because that came right from the heart. That was real. That was beautiful. Rest in peace, young brother. Yeah, rest in peace. And so back, you know, in my day, you know, we had our mama song as well. And so let's go back down memory lane together here on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. sitting in for Goldie Mac. And this is the Cosmic Slap Shack.
Yeah. other fellas, little Sonny.
And drinking that wine, remember the schoolyard days.
Yeah.
We had to take you home, man. You were tired on us, man.
Oh, better, better say, Lord have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there? Steal the hubcaps off the car.
What you talking about? Batteries? We lucky we didn't get busted, man.
Listen. And I say, here comes the fun.
Hey, Bird, what color was you coming to be?
That's in the line.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. But dig this here.
Yeah.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
And what's that?
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is,
what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's
man, mom. Man. Hey. I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Putting it all on us.
Yeah. I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Bill, what's your mama say?
She said, boy, now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right.
And you go to jail.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop,
well,
she was all right.
Pop,
Pop,
was, a lot of bad
Pop was hanging out, you
yeah,
know.
Hanging out. I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to.
I know my pop did.
Yeah.
My pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up, lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. I remember your mommy cooked them good home-cooked ribs, baby.
The green?
Oh, man.
Boy, your mama sure cooked them.
Mama,
I grew up with that one. That's the Stylistics out of Philadelphia, my home. And what a beautiful song. Well, guys, you know, this is it. And I just want to thank you for hanging out with me. I want to thank Goldie for giving me this opportunity. I just pray for Goldie that he's okay and that, you know, he'll be back in the saddle doing what he loves to do real soon. And you know, you just have a wonderful and beautiful weekend, my friends, and God bless you. Real quick, Father, we thank you so much for everything that you do. Please protect our listeners from, you know, this pandemic, from anything that would hurt them. And you know what their issues are, Father. So we just ask you to supersede and be a blessing for them. And also for Goldie, whatever he's going through, Father, please protect him and his child in Jesus' name. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. I did too. Take care. This is Wardell Potts Jr., and I'm out. Take care.
Tell me, are you here alone? No, don't answer that, 'cause the fact is I don't wanna know. If you told me, hold me like a poolside chair.